Good morning. I'm Jordan. This is the RevScale Media Daily Brief. Quick hits for your commute.
And I am Priya. Five stories, no fluff. Let's move.
Big one first. Mavis just bought Pep Boys for $700 million.
From Icon Enterprises, adds almost 800 service centers.
Mavis has passed 4,400 locations now. Midas, Tire Kingdom, NTB, and now this.
Icon keeps the real estate, plus Amco and Precision Tune. Smart carve-out.
So what? Independent shops in the West just got a much bigger, better-funded competitor.
And it's not isolated. Big Brand just bought Bell Tire days earlier.
Auto service consolidation is not slowing down. Next.
Paradigm Oral Health just bought back BlackRock's stake.
Surgeons regain majority control. Warburg Pincus, Goldman, Sixth Street step in instead.
So what? Recap terms matter more than deal size. Founders can reclaim control even after PE gets in.
Worth watching if you're structuring any recap deal. Okay, story three.
Thrive and Breezy AI just linked up for franchise lead tracking.
First call to close job, all on one dashboard, location by location.
So what? No more trusting franchisees' spreadsheets. Franchisors can see exactly where leads leak.
AI attribution's becoming table stakes, not a nice to have. All right, well biz.
Drybar and Elements Massage's parent hit 737 units. 15 new deals, 9 renewals.
9 renewals is the real story. Existing owners buying more territory instead of exiting.
So what? Multi-brand franchisors spread costs and give owners options. That renewal rate says a lot.
Last one. Howard Hanna's entering New England through Portside Real Estate.
Affiliate deal, not an acquisition. Portside keeps its name and leadership.
So what? It's a middle path for independents feeling pressure to scale without selling outright.
Standout today is Mavis Pep Boys. That consolidation wave is reshaping the whole aftermarket.
Watch for more tire and service deals next week. This pace isn't slowing.
Read the full stories on RevScale Media and get tomorrow's brief straight to your inbox. Subscribe to the newsletter.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great one.
See you then.